Okay, hello Alison. This is the highest point of the university. Currently standing there at the machine room of the elevator. It's the 9th floor of the H Tower, which is the tallest building here. And I suppose I might just get down. It's very nice acoustically because we have big staircase and well, because the H building is the highest one, the joints pull the staircase slow down so you can have an idea of the space expanding. Well, sleeves up and feet down. And because of the internet absolute bonkers, I have to walk through the H building. So into corridor, which I suspect isn't the musical department here anymore, but it's definitely upstairs. Down on the level where the C building joins us. The C building is our library. As you might hear, the staircase is wrapped around the elevator shaft. So now I'm walking at the back of the elevator.
Yeah? Where is your room again?
Mainly administration, the H wing and the Mensa. I think we may have a look down the Mensa tunnel since it's, have a look at the time. Just 20 past one, so there will be a lot of traffic and we will manage to go through it. Downstairs. From here, if you could, you would be able to see the small staircase going up to the library. There's the main service office. And of course, there are ways outside into the court. We'll go there later. First, since it is break time, we might have a peek in one of the auditoriums.
Thank you. is this?
Stands where I wish I was a woman, so I could have shoes. Harder heels. So it'd be very audible that I actually do walk. At the moment it's just very silent sneakers. At least if they want to be. Okay, we're about to leave C building. At one of its ends. It's the opposite end from the crossing with B and H. Walking them outside between some lovely greenery at university to my right, and I want to pause. Okay, now off to pass underneath the C building. The D building into the courtyard I mentioned earlier. So here I am, rather in the middle of the courtyard, surrounded by uni buildings, because the main structure of the uni is just a square of buildings A, B, C, D, and from the corners of those, the other buildings branch out. Of course, as every university has to have, they have quite a clever clock, although I don't know how it shows the time. At least what I do know, that it doesn't show the time in a way you would expect. That's clever asses for you. And to the right of me, it goes upstairs to the C building. Yeah, that's one thing you might need to know about Paderborn. It's quite hilly, so what is one building's ground floor might be another building's cellar or first floor. And you will find that, I think the wording is in abundance here. Okay, I can cross straight on through the courtyard and into the quiet areas of the university campus.
CD.
Ich weiß es nicht.
Okay, crossing the lake of the building around.
Thank you.
Downstairs from the mansell, and on my back there's the bee wing. To my left it branches off to the G auditorium, which is the biggest one at the moment. It has been built just a couple of years ago. We might take a stroll there and see if there's nothing going on. We might have a problem. Beautiful day today, very sunny, not as warm as last week, but what you can hear in the back is, I suspect, fog machines. Okay, now we're at the entrance hall. Used garden around here, since I suppose